Throughout my career in healthcare, I have prescribed hundreds, if not thousands, of prescription medications. And my patients are always asking for alternative options as well. Well, today's episode is sponsored by Relief Factor, which is one of these alternative options. You know, pain from everyday living, exercise, or just getting older is one of the leading causes of trips to the doctor and sleepless nights. It interferes with daily activities, and it can even keep us from spending time with the people we love. If you have everyday pain, it stands to reason you need something you can feel comfortable with taking every day. That's why doctors invented 100% drug-free Relief Factor. Now tens of thousands of customers are using Relief Factor every day to become mostly or completely pain-free. 100% drug-free Relief Factor features four key ingredients that each work on a different metabolic pathway to support your body's natural healing processes to respond to pain and inflammation. Now you can try Relief Factor too. The three-week quick start, which normally retails for about $70, is now available to our listeners for just $19.95. Head to the link in our show notes to find out more. Start your journey to better health and less pain today with Relief Factor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the host of the Injured List podcast, Brian Scott.
It's been over a year since we stepped into the world of podcasting. The show has grown slowly but purposely. It was my intent to bring my expertise in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine into the world of podcasting. I wanted to educate listeners by providing accurate and relatable information about the many types of sports injuries. From professional athletes to the weekend warriors, I have worked and treated them all. Those are the people who we have targeted as listeners, guests, and sponsors throughout the past year. We continue to reach out to other prominent sports podcasts and podcasters in order to collaborate and help our show grow. On that front, we have recently partnered with Blue Wire Hustle, which is an accelerator program for Blue Wire Podcast Network, a community of sports podcasts under one roof. This will allow us the opportunity to collaborate with other sports podcasters and expand our audience. As a token of our appreciation for all of those who have supported the show, we put together a highlight reel, or our version of a hype video. It is our way to say thank you to all those listeners, guests, and sponsors who have helped and continue to help the Injured List podcast.
This is the Injured List podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Are you interested in being a guest on the show? Or do you know someone who would make a good guest? Want Brian Scott to be on your show? If so, share the podcast with your friends or drop us a line and we will get back to you right away. Email us at theinjuredlist411@gmail.com or visit our website at www.theinjuredlist.com.
Devil's Advocate Sports Talk. We're on most Tuesdays. I'll say most Tuesdays at 8 p.m. We're doing every other week right now. But if you guys, again, Brian brings up a good point. This is not about the topics that I want to talk about, guys. This is your show. This is a show for all of us to talk about whatever we want. I'm dying to talk some UFC. I'm dying to talk some Masters in golf. I would love to talk about everything because I watch everything. I'll be honest. I'm not a huge hockey fan, but if you guys want to come on and talk about hockey, by all means, let's talk some hockey. I'm sure it's going to heat up during the playoffs and Knicks basketball. Finally, New York is starving for a playoff team. It looks like they may make it. So whatever you guys want to talk about, it's your show. Again, download the app, be live to your phone, your tablet, your computer, and you can be on the show. Just like my next guest who has his own sports podcast that he does called The Injured List, coming from North Carolina as well. There it is, the business card in your face. Brian Scott, what's going on, buddy? They look good. I love the colors you picked.
Thank you.
What's going on? How you been?
Hey, man. Good. Nice to have you back here after a little two-week hiatus.
No, a little bit. I think we're going to do every other week for a little bit. You know, let it marinate, right? Let the sports marinate, the hot takes.
Works
so
for
talk
me.
To me. What's new with your show? What do you want to talk about? What sports injuries are on the mind?
Well, we'll pick up right where Eichen wanted to leave off. NBA news, big report coming out of Charlotte here in North Carolina.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have the very first guest ever on my podcast, Brady Corse, all the way from Washington on the West Coast. He is a certified athletic trainer, and I do have to disclose a colleague, classmate, and friend of mine from years ago. Brady, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. Honored to be the first guest for you.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, everybody? Brian Scott, your host for the Injured List podcast. Thanks for joining me. Very special episode today. We have only our second guest ever and our first in-studio guest. With me, a very special guest, owner, operator, CEO, whatever you want to call him, of the Percatalan Creamery, one of our founding sponsors, and I use that term very loosely. Mr. Sean Colas.
Hey, welcome. How you guys doing? Good, good, good.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great to have you on.
Oh, that was sweet.
You like that, right?
Listen to all those.
Pretty good stuff there.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Injured List. Your host, Brian Scott, here. Glad to have you with us for yet another episode. And today's episode is very special. We have another in-studio guest joining us, Brandon Opry, the financial advisor and owner of Trust Tree Financial, which provides financial planning and investment management for individuals and small businesses alike. He's been doing this over 20 years, and he has used discipline strategies and personal planning, partnering with people to help them achieve their financial independence. And Brandon's going to sit down with us, and we're going to talk about some financial planning strategies, but we're also going to talk about some sports injury stuff. And he's got some questions for us that we're going to answer in the second half of the episode. So sit back, relax, and thanks for listening. We'll be with you after this. Special guest in studio today, Brandon Opry, owner, CEO of his own company, Trust Tree Financial. Brandon, welcome to the studio.
Oh, thanks for having me, Brian. So nice to be here. One of the nicest podcast studios I've ever been in.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We take pride in our surroundings here.
When we return, we will be with our guest, David McGowan, a former national team rugby professional from Ireland who played at the professional level for many years, both in Ireland and France. David is also an athletic trainer certified who has made a career working in sports medicine. He is joining us to share his remarkable story that you won't want to miss. We'll be right back after this. Everybody, welcome back to the Injured List podcast. Your host, Brian Scott. We are here with our guest, David McGowan, straight from Ireland, to talk about his story. Topic of the show today is sudden cardiac arrest in athletics. David, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for asking, and glad to see you're doing well. Why don't you start off by just giving us a little bit of your background?
Better afterwards. Yeah. Just everything. it's crazy. You know, I
2020, man. I keep saying it. Like, in all our other podcasts and the special guest appearances I do on my buddy's show, I'm always like, fucking 2020.
Yeah.
It's like just a wacky time right now.
Yeah. My father-in-law is pissed because, like, he's an ophthalmologist. It was supposed to be their year, like, 2020. It's like all their advertising. All their advertising for, like, 2020 vision is
this
just
the year of the ophthalmologist.
Yeah.
Huh?
Not anymore.
Rugby player, current athletic trainer certified, cardiac arrest survivor, and of the show, David McGowan. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, man.
All right. Good luck with everything, and Godspeed, brother.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers. All right, we're drinking beer here, too. We got a clang of glass. Let's get that on the...
There we go.
Everybody, this is your host, Brian Scott. Welcome to another edition of the Injured List podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Very special episode. As usual, we have a special guest, one of our newest sponsors, TransitioningVeteran.com. Their spokesman, their owner, their creator, Steve, is going to come on and speak with us and give us some very helpful tips and information regarding service members who are looking to transition out of their active duty military life and back into civilian life. No greater resource than this gentleman's website. He's a senior airman, retired United States Air Force E-4 level security forces from 1999 to 2003. He did a tour in Saudi Arabia in the summer of 2001, just before 9/11. Since he left the military, he's gone on to receive a bachelor's and master's degree in counseling and currently works at the state level as a veteran affairs counselor. He is a military blogger, former writer for the Military Times, a veteran advocate, son of a Vietnam veteran, and like I said, he is a state veterans counselor who helps veterans transitioning out of the military into civilian life, also helps them basically look for work and use a lot of the other resources, whether it be disability, counseling, healthcare, GI Bill. He does it all when it comes to helping veterans use the resources and tools that are out there available to them once they get out of the military and transition back to civilian life. So he's a treasure trove of information on this topic. His website is currently in the midst of being renovated and updated, but it's still a very good, useful resource where you can find a lot of his old blogs on various topics related to these resources and stuff that we're discussing today. So I want you to stay tuned and come check out the interview. We're going to go to a commercial break real quick, and then we'll come back with Steve from TransitioningVeteran.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. Steve, owner of TransitioningVeteran.com. Steve, why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got started with this website once you transitioned out of the military?
Yeah, basically, I was in the military, United States Air Force Security Forces, 1999, 2003. Following my father's footsteps, who was a Vietnam veteran, God rest his soul. And when I separated from the military, I learned that there's a lot of information out there for us veterans when we get out. Federal information from the feds, state, county, town, local communities. So I just started plugging away, finding all this information online, and realized to myself that if we just had it in a central location, it would make it a lot more useful for us veterans to get out and then find this information.
I want to introduce our guest for this episode, who will discuss in more detail the rehabilitation involved for hamstring injuries. His name is Derek Kelly. He is a certified and licensed physical therapist for the last 9 years. He's from Ireland, where he worked predominantly with elite-level athletes in the top-tier-level Ireland athletic associations. He also spent some time working in one of Europe's premier sports surgery clinics prior to moving to the United States 7 years ago. While in Europe, he helped run an elite athlete profiling screening campaign that focused on reducing injuries through recognition, education, and prevention. Since moving to the States, he has been involved in administrative duties for several outpatient clinics and currently runs an occupational rehabilitation clinic in Charlotte, North Carolina. Derek Kelly, joining us now in the podcast episode. He is a certified, licensed physical therapist, has been doing so for a number of years, worked back in Ireland with quite a bit of professional teams and athletes, as well as in Europe, and now made his way over here to the States to join me as a guest on my show. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Injured List podcast. Your host, Brian Scott, here. Thank you once again for joining us. As always, we have a very special episode for you today. We have a guest, formerly known as Dom the Upscale Male Orza, currently goes by the name of Dom the Tuesday Night Delight. He will be calling in and joining us today on the podcast episode to talk all things professional wrestling. More specifically, though, we'll cover some of the more memorable professional wrestling injuries that occurred inside the ring, and we'll take a stroll with Dom down memory lane as we cover some of those historical, if you will, incidents that occurred throughout professional wrestling over the years. So If you haven't heard Dom, by the way, he's a regular guest on the Devil's Advocate Sports Talk show live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. on Facebook Live with my good friend Abe Delgado as the host. Dom's a very knowledgeable individual when it comes to all things sports, but in particular, professional wrestling, as he at one time delved into the field. So sit back and we'll talk a little bit about that when we get back. First, a word from our sponsors. Thanks again for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. I've got Dominic Orza. You may know him from the Devil's Advocate Sports Talk shows on Tuesday evenings at 8 p.m. as Dom the Tuesday Night Delight. Dom, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
So Dom comes with us with a topic for conversation. He is a big wrestling fan. And from what I've come to learn, you've actually participated in some wrestling yourself. Can you, want to talk about that right off the get-go here?
Yeah, man, I have. It was, we're talking about 18 years ago. I don't want to age myself, but yeah, I actually, we did little promotional shows like, you know, like outdoor things and high school gyms and, you know, unfortunately no more than 30 or 40 people in an audience, but it was some fun times, man, and we did some crazy stuff and unfortunately never got to go to that next level and get it promoted the way it was supposed to, but it was fun. It's something that I miss, and to this day at 42, you know, turning 42 last week, I still want to do it again, but you know, I don't know if I still got it. So,
well, fortunately enough, you didn't sustain any severe injuries like the people we're going to be talking about here in a minute. All right, everybody, I got Coach Overfeld. Is that how you went by in your coaching days, by the way? Was it Coach O, or did they have a
Coach
short...
O? Coach O was usually the most popular
kid at all. I like to remember that, actually.
Nobody could say Overfeld, so it just stuck with me.
Yeah. Coach O kind of rolls off the tongue a little better. Jeremy, tell me a little bit about your background in collegiate football, your playing career, and how that kind of morphed into your coaching career.
Okay. I was a safety / outside linebacker at the University of Richmond, to FCS school. So it's not with the big boys, but it's a level below. I'm still played some schools like University of Virginia and Maryland, depending as to open up seasons most years to take our guarantee money and get our brains beat in by big schools.
Well, don't sell yourself short, though. I mean, there are some pretty good players coming out of that.
Nowadays, there's a lot more talent, especially with North Dakota and James Madison and some of those guys producing some top-level guys like Carson Wentz. And there's even going to be some, you know, Trey Lance is coming out in this year's draft. You know, guys like that coming out of some of those big-time schools. So, but the recruiting for those schools and the talent level that's at those places has come a long way in the 20 years. It's, you know, they just got rid of the leather helmets when I was playing, so...
Hey, everybody, we're back at the Injured List. Brian Scott, your host. We got a special call-in guest. Actually, our first call-in guest. I've had two guests. One was an interview style. Tiffany's actually a spontaneous random call-in from Raleigh, North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, Tiffany Marie.
Tiffany. Hi, everyone. Hi, Brian. I just want to first of all say congratulations on the podcast. I think you're doing a great job.
Thank
and
you.
I'm so excited to be a part of it. So thank you very much for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it here. I don't know if you heard, 1,000 downloads.
Yes, that's amazing.
Very proud of that.
Excited for you.
Thank you. Very proud of that. Had to throw that in there. Now, Tiffany comes to us with a pretty extensive background in sports. And not only is she the first lady of Devil's Advocate, and you've heard her on some of my recordings before, and if you watched the Devil's Advocate Sports Talk show with Abe Delgado, you've definitely seen her on there. But Tiffany, go into a little bit more of your sports background, because I know you come from some sports career, so to speak, I guess.
Sure, yeah. So actually, I started off in orthopedics at 18 years old. So I dealt with a lot of, you know, kids and adults having some sports-related injuries as well. And then I kind of ventured out, went to school for communications. So I did want to be a sports reporter. So I got to interview some cool players and go to a lot of cool things like the NFL draft and All-Star game events. So I did have a big background in sports, whether it was related to them in ortho or whether it was kind of on the broadcasting side. So it was definitely something that's always been a part of my life.
We have a very special guest on the show today by the name of Kimberly Brady. She is the founder and business coach behind Kim Brady Business Coaching, which you can find online at www.kimbradybusinesscoaching.com. And she helps former athletes leverage their athletic experience and philosophies to become champions on the business playing field. Her area of expertise is small business startups, mindset training, team building, and leadership development. Now, she's a former marriage and family therapist who specialized initially in working with severely abused children. But in her past, she was a four-year Division I scholarship recipient for women's soccer at UC Berkeley in California. And she's coached youth soccer for the past 14 years. And she's the founder and former president of Little Bit Cleaning, which was located in Denver, Colorado. She successfully sold that in 2020 after 10 years of ownership. And her energy and enthusiasm to help others succeed and achieve their goals on and off the athletic field is unmatched. She's got a passion for learning and believing that just because we no longer compete in sport does not mean we have to lose that athletic mindset to build a business or create the future we desire. When she's not working with her clients, you'll find Kim watching soccer, traveling whenever possible, and chasing sunsets by the beach. She's here today to discuss not only her athletic past, but her injury past, as she, throughout her career, had some significant injuries that almost threatened to derail her collegiate career. So she's going to talk to us about that, and she's going to really give us some great insight into how that experience throughout her playing days really shaped and molded her and allowed her to transition into a successful business life and entrepreneurship. Kim, welcome. You know, our podcast deals with a lot about injuries in sport, but I use that platform to kind of branch out into the many facets of sports and athletics and kind of tie in injuries to all those different areas. And in your case, seeing as how you're a successful business person, entrepreneur, business coach, soccer coach still, and a former athlete, having been at a pretty high level, I mean, playing Division I soccer at UC Berkeley, how is it that throughout your career, which I'm sure you've had some injuries, or you are able to take your experiences from those injuries and kind of transfer that into your current career when you were done playing and now entering the business world?
Yeah, absolutely. First, I want to say thank you for having me. I appreciate you reaching out to me. That's awesome. And the amount of injuries that I've had are kind of a different, some are very similar for soccer players and others are not. Most soccer players that I know have had ACL injuries or pretty serious ankle sprains and things like that. And weirdly, those were not the injuries that I went through. So thankfully my knees and my ankles were pretty solid. I did break my ankle when I was 13.
Okay, that's pretty young.
And it was young, yeah. And it was really kind of a very fluke thing.
That's what I'm talking about, you know. That's part of the reason that I came up with this show, right? We can't,
yeah.
Can't always trust these media personalities. Like you said, you know, you got guys that have no medical background reporting medical injuries and telling you when they anticipate guys coming back and talking about the injuries and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, it's crazy.
This is the Injured List podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Are you interested in being a guest on the show? Or do you know someone who would make a good guest? Want Brian Scott to be on your show? If so, share the podcast with your friends or drop us a line and we will get back to you right away. Email us at theinjuredlist411@gmail.com or visit our website at www.theinjuredlist.com.